Allison, I got to say right off the top, congratulations, because even though we've been hearing some of the stories leaking out, you have the exclusive on what's going on with Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger. What actually happened?
Oh, my gosh. The Twitterverse has been going crazy, hasn't it? And only Hello has the real story and the real wedding photographs. So this is a story that we have been sitting on for months. Avril and Chad came to us when they first started putting their wedding plans together, and basically we've been working together ever since. As you know, Hello Canada broke the story of their engagement a year ago. So, I mean, they were thrilled with that, and they wanted to basically tell their story in Hello and take it from there.
So what exactly happened over the weekend? I want to get a little bit into that because I want to make sure people understand what was going on. Was Hello there for this wedding?
Yes, Hello was there. So what happened was, amid all the speculation of they got married, they're about to get married, Avril and Chad and around 100 of their close friends and family flew to the south of France, and they got married on Canada Day.
Wow.
Yeah, so not only was this perfect because they're two Canadian superstars who fell in love and they basically consummated that on Canada Day, but that July 1st was also the anniversary of the day they first started dating.
Hey, that makes sense. Now, here's the other thing people were confused with, because the stories were coming out saying that they actually had gotten married on the Saturday. Then we were hearing that it was a three-day event. What exactly was going on with that?
It was a four-day extravaganza that incorporated several things, including a bachelor and bachelorette party, a family day after the wedding. What was lovely about it was that it wasn't a star-studded wedding at all. The only real celebrities were Avril, Chad, and Chad's bandmates, and the rest were close friends and family of the bride and groom.
How did they look? What was Avril's wedding? What kind of wedding dress was she wearing? And the same thing with Chad. What was he wearing?
Well, you know, a lot of people were expecting Avril to step out in a sort of frothy fairy tale creation like she did when she married Derek Woobley, if you remember. This time, she did the opposite. She wore black.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah, it was an unusual choice. She wore a Monique Lhuillier dress that originally came in blush, but Avril asked the designer to make it for her in black, and she even had a bouquet to match. The setting was beautiful. It was a medieval castle in the south of France, and it was a kind of a nice fusion of the romantic and the dramatic, because Avril wanted a gothic theme to the whole thing. But there were still some very soft touches, not least, you know, all the romance between the couple and their vows and the song that they wrote together at their reception. If we said before that they were making sweet music together, well, that's, you know, doubly the case now.
Now, let's get back with Hello Canada. You guys had the exclusive interview. How did that all work? Did you guys were down there, you got the exclusive pictures. How did that all come together?
So they had the wedding photographer. We worked with the photographer. We interviewed the couple, and both before and after the wedding. And it was amazing. Leading into the wedding, we wanted to talk to them about sort of the anticipation and basically get a lot of the backstory as to how the year has been for them since their whirlwind courtship and their hugely publicized engagement. And what's really nice is to hear them both talking about each other. And of the two, once again, Chad is definitely more romantic and very funny as well. We even asked them what they thought of the Chavril handle.
Very cool. Now, we're going to be able to read the exclusive interview. We're going to be able to see the exclusive pictures. When are we going to be able to see all this?
In Hello Canada on Thursday. That's when it hits newsstands in Toronto. And, you want me to say Toronto? This is just for Toronto, right?
No, actually, I'm going to send it out everywhere.
This is okay. So So the Avril and Chad exclusive hits newsstands in Hello Canada on Thursday, and you will read the exclusive interview and see 14 pages of beautiful wedding photographs that you won't see anywhere else in the world.
One last question, because I don't know if you know this or not, but I read somewhere that somebody was trying to say that there was a baby bump happening with Avril. True or untrue?
There is no baby bump. But that's not to say that there won't be somewhere along the line.
I guess we're going to have to go to you guys to find out if this is going to happen or not, correct? Where do we go? Website, Twitter, where do we go to find out all the information?
It's hellomagazine.ca, Twitter @HelloCanada, and @AllisonEastwood.